This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Got it on The Fan in New York. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday night. We got another 5-hour KM to AM in store. We'll do this tonight. We'll do this Wednesday. We'll do this Friday. And then some version of a Sunday night show as well. I'm excited for this week. Thanks for joining us. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get involved with any conversations that we'll have. And there's plenty to unpack from the weekend. There's a lot to talk about. I mean, I had a call up. Was it Joan from somewhere, Paulie? Get Joan back on the line so she could be first. I wanted to talk about what she wanted to talk about. I'm in here watching the Mets and Yankees back and forth, kind of flipping from SNY to Yes Network. And here we go. It's March. Play me some future March Madness. Let's get ready for the good times, the March Madness basketball, the start of the baseball season, getting closer to the draft, and the playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. But, you know, as I'm watching these spring training games and I'm thinking about myself, I'll be down there in exactly 2 weeks, March 17th that week. I won't be on air. I'll be down in Tampa, and then 10 days after is opening day, and I'm already making plans and talking to people and setting some things up for opening day. And, you know, I'm a fan of the Yankees culture. I'm a fan of the Yankees environment around Yankee Stadium. So no matter what happens with the team, I'll be there. Shout out to Jeezy from the Bleacher Creatures. She said, we never left, right? Baseball is back in New York. We never left. We're there no matter who is in the starting lineup or rotation or bullpen. The Yankees culture of fans, the fan base, the strongest fan base in the world, we'll be there, and I'm excited for that. Nothing can break my stride on that. Nothing can worry me on that. But obviously, there's some concern for this 2025 New York Yankees team. 888-808-1019. We may share the same concerns. I mean, how could you not, right? Like, it's March 3rd. You've already heard about Giancarlo Stanton, his elbows, the IL. We'll talk about it more, but he's out. And Luis Gil, obviously, if it bleeds, it leads. Let's start with that. Luis Gil, you get the news today that he's going to be shut down with a lat strain. You get the news today that Luis Gil, I don't like everybody trying to guess or pretend they know when he's going to, none of us know. He's going to be shut down. Let's just say that. 6 weeks until he can throw. So with that being said, you're down a guy in the rotation. And I know it's spring training. You can't read too much into it. But over the weekend, I did watch Marcus Stroman start. And coincidentally enough, spring training kicked off with Marcus Stroman saying, I'm a starter. I'm not going to the bullpen. And yeah, we can't afford to put you in the bullpen. And also, the Yankees didn't trade him. So now, I mean, he's in there. And his first start after the news of Luis Gil getting an MRI, before we actually knew the news that we got today, not exactly what you want. Keith, it's spring training, it's exhibition. Obviously, I know that. But man, he left some pitches over the plate for Austin Riley, for Matt Olson. Back-to-back and a belly-to-belly, they rocked him. Those are professional hitters. They're going to mash, spring training or not. And then, man, that foul territory play where the ball dropped and he slipped. It looked like he called off Austin Wells. He doesn't make that play. And then the next pitch he throws to Jerks and Profar. Profar lines one off the wall. And you're kind of just like, how did we end up here? You didn't see Marcus pitch in the second half of the year. All offseason you heard that he would be traded. And he was not. And now you're looking at this Yankees team where many of us said that the rotation was the strength, that the pitching depth was the strength, and you might end up seeing Will Warren. You might end up seeing Carlos Carrasco, 888-808-1019, as I know some Mets fans may chuckle at that. Jose Quintana actually signed today. And whether you care or not as a Mets fan, Yankee fan, he's off the table. One-year deal with the Milwaukee Brewers, and that shows you that David Stearns is good. He's set. Tells you all you need to know right there. They have internal options. They have internal depth. But you know what? As I look at the Mets lineup and the clips that are coming out of the Mets spring training, they're going to hit. They have a ton of hitters. Jose Siri's hitting the ball a mile. Like, they've got him at the nine spot. They've got a bunch of hitters. They're going to hit. They're not so much worried about who's going to pitch for them, who's going to pitch against them. So, yeah, Mets fans ride high on Juan Soto and, I mean, even Brett Beatty and, you know, the lineup you have. Mets fans, we don't need to concern ourselves with you. I feel like there's a lot of back and forth about, oh, what's this guy saying? And Juan Soto, whatever. I could care less what Aaron Judge has to say if it's like a shot at Juan Soto. I don't think it is, because we got to move on from that. And what I'm saying here is, like, losing Juan Soto, that's in the past. That's far in the rear view. And as the Yankees drive from Tampa, Florida, back up to New York for opening day, there are a bunch of other obstacles in the way. Juan Soto's the least of our worries now, right? They already pivoted. And I've said this line so many times in the last 2 weeks. They pivoted, and they pivoted well. But Brian Cashman made all of those moves, and the Yankees still have this many holes. You made all of these moves to still have this many holes. So what does that mean? You did your job, but you didn't finish the job. 888-808-1019. The rotation is not a strength anymore. I know it's just spring training, but have you seen Carlos Rodon? Do you ever feel confident that he's going to dominate? Okay, yeah, so throw the spring training numbers out. He's just going to be good to go. Whatever. Clark Schmidt, a cranky back. He's got to get going. How cranky is this bat? Is it like 6-month-old cranky or terrible twos cranky? Like, I don't know. There's a difference. And as I'm looking at this Yankees team now, you don't have Stanton at DH. Your third base situation, I just said, all right, it is what it is. You got to compete in camp, and that's what training camp is for. With these holes in the team, someone will rise. Multiple guys will get an opportunity to compete and rise to fill these holes, because that's what the Yankees are doing right now. That's what the Yankees are doing right now. They're going to tell you, we got McDonald's at home, and we're not going out to eat anywhere until the deadline. 888-808-1019. They're going to tell you they have enough depth. They have enough internal options. They're not spending anymore because 307 $308 million, $308 million should be enough to compete, right? You should be able to build a good enough team to win. There's no correlation that the Dodgers have spent all of this money in the last two offseasons. They're the reigning champs and the favorites to win it again by a lot. There's no correlation that the All-Stars, MVPs, superstar team that they put together, that they spent money and obviously deferred a bunch. There's no correlation to that. They got to do it. But you know what? I'm tired of hearing, oh, the AL is weak. Yeah, the AL is weak, or was weak, right? All we can go off of is 2024. It is 2025. Last year is over. So stop saying that the American League is weak. It's going to be a cakewalk for the Yankees, because I think that this is going to be one of their tougher roads in a while. 888-808-1019. Why? Because you lose the World Series. You lose Juan Soto. And it's not just Juan Soto, right? You lose Stanton. You lose Gleyber Torres, who you relied on. I mean, there are Yankee fans calling for Alex Verdugo to come back. No. No. They don't want to spend any money. Don't double back and spend money on what you wasted money on. As I see Dom Smith with another hit. Mets fans, laugh at that. Like, Dom Smith is an actual option. He is a realistic option at DH. On the bench. And that's another thing with the Yankees, dude. Like, they never have a bench. Made all of these moves to still have all of these holes. But don't panic. We're going to enjoy our time. We're going to crack our beers. We're going to be out. Opening day doesn't start until 3:05. Whole world will be watching. Joe Buck on the call on Fox Sports. It'll be a great time until it's not. Until it's freezing cold. It's raining. Games get delayed. Games get postponed. And we're into a season where, Judgy, it's on you, Cap. You can't start off slow this year. You absolutely cannot. I don't care about, oh, well, you know, guys that wanted to be here, and if you want to be here, you'd shave. No, 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 no. Like, all of that, throw that away. The whole thing about being here in New York with the Yankees is you have a chance to compete for a championship every single year. And coming off of losing in the Fall Classic the way that you did, and specifically Judge with the drop pop-up and the strikeouts, Cap, it is on you, buddy. Can't have a slow April. There's a lot to prove, right? Judge has to carry this team, because I don't know how Paul Goldschmidt's going to play in a new stadium his first month or two. I don't know if Cody Bellinger's swing, I think it will, and it looks good in spring, but I don't know if that's going to change going from 75 degrees in Tampa to 40 degrees in the Bronx. And as much as we're relying on guys to play to, you know, the back of their baseball card, like a Belly, like a Goldschmidt, we're really relying on young guys to take a step forward. Austin Wells is your everyday catcher, and I know he can hit, but he's got to do it consistently. Anthony Volpe, this is a huge year for him. Huge year. Because you got to quiet some of the skeptics in your own fan base, kid. We believe in you. We saw what you did late in the year in the postseason, but that's got to be all the time. That's got to be all the time. You're not the captain of the Yankees, but you're the shortstop, and we need your bat. We need you to absolutely hit consistently, and then here we go. You know, a lot will be on Judge going back to his true position. Well, speaking of true positions, I see the lineup tonight, and it goes back to a take I had last week. I said, let me just see something. Can we just see something, right? There's a guy that you acquired that plays multiple positions. And the first thing he told Aaron Boone was, play me anywhere. Bat me anywhere in the lineup. I would say, great. We are. We're going to move you around. So let me just see something, right? Let me see Belly in left field. He's in left field tonight. Let me see Jason Dominguez in spring training. You don't have to be married to it, because it seems like you're married to him being the left fielder. Let me just see him play his true position. Let me see him go back to center field, catch a few fly balls, and have some confidence, right, given back to him. Let me just see it. Well, I also suggested that Trent Grisham be put in left field, because what allegiance do you have to Trent Grisham? For what reason do you have to make Trent Grisham comfortable and play him at his true position, besides he's a world-class defender? I brought up multiple times last year where I saw him not look world-class. I know it's baseball, it's tough. But, like, what is Trent Grisham to the future of the Yankees? Today, tomorrow, forever. As the Yankees score another run. You know what? Pass ball. Our old pal, we're going to need a bunch of pass balls this year. 888-808-1019. So the Yankees are experimenting with Cody Bellinger. Now we've seen him at every position in the outfield. And if it's me, like, I'm trying all of these guys, except for Judge, they all can rotate between left and center. And Dominguez looked better yesterday, but, like, we don't have to be stuck on, he's the left fielder, he's got to be the left fielder, this is how you got to play this, he's the left fielder, there's better defense in center. I haven't seen his defense in center field. I've seen his defense in left field, it's shaky. I don't believe in 24 days he's just going to be solid. I just think that's such a short amount of time to throw this kid into the fire. Maybe build his confidence up a little bit. Trent Grisham has played, I think, 17 games in his career in left field. He's a veteran. Cody Bellinger has more than that. I think twice as much as that. I was looking it up last week. I think like 39 games in left field. Play him in left field. He's a veteran. His confidence is not going to be shaken. And you know what? These aren't guys that the Yankees passed on trades for, right? How many trades did they pass on trading Jason Dominguez? Who knows? And don't call me tonight and tell me that the Yankees should have traded Luis Hill for Kyle Tucker. It was never going down. Crane and Brown, between the two of them, they were not ever going to trade Kyle Tucker to the Yankees. So can we not do that tonight? 888-808-1019. We just wait. There are a lot of holes. There are a lot of issues. DJ LeMahieu is cooked. Don't mention him. Don't mention him. DJ, we wish you well, but that's another thing. The Yankees making all of these moves and then telling us that, like, DJ is healthy. Well, now he's not. Oh, DJ's healthy. When he's healthy, he's, you know, there's a really good hitter in there. Stop it. Stop it. It's not the software. It's the hardware. He's old machinery. The robot, the automatic with runners in scoring position robot that we used to see in 2019, 2020. Yeah, he's fried. Enough is enough. He already lacks power, and he's not fast, and he's not athletic. This calf injury is going to help, or it's not going to help anything. It's going to hurt his fielding, his running. It's just, if he's already, his first game back, his first appearance, trying to ramp up, he has to get shut down, and he's getting that checked out. So the Yankees have issues. The rotation, we don't know about Clark Schmidt. He's got to ramp up and be ready to go. Carlos Rodon is a question mark. And Marcus Stroman, I mean, they didn't use him all of the second half of last year for the most part. And now you're going to ask him to be a part of the starting rotation after all the rumors that you're going to trade him. It's not great there. And then obviously the lineup is not a strength either with how many guys you need to either turn back the clock or take a step forward. And then they just got to gel and come together, right? We just are hoping that Jazz Chisholm in a, you know, his first full year as a Yankee is ready to go. We're just assuming that Aaron Judge is going to be the MVP that he already is most of the time, except for the beginning of the year and the end of the year last year. Like, there's a few holes with this Yankees team. So we'll talk about it. 888-808-1019. But hey, don't let that stop you from taking your trip down there like me. Don't let that stop you from booking your tickets, because it's a long road. It's a long season. They'll have to adjust. And if they adjust, they'll make trades. But as a fan, right, you have the right to be a little bit upset. You have the right to be a little concerned. You have the right to point the finger at the organization and say, coming off a World Series, right, if this is supposed to be a comeback story, right, if there's supposed to be all of this hype and this clear path in the American League, why didn't you stack the deck? Why didn't you go hard? Why didn't you leave no stone unturned? Because look where we are just 3 weeks in to spring training. 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Now here's Chino. One on, two out. Pitch is swung on and drilled. The deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. The Fan Chino with two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Here we go now. Survival of the fittest, only the strong survive. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking you up to midnight. Got a couple guests joining me, but for now, dial 888-808-1019. We're talking about the Yankees. We're talking about the Yankees' injuries. We're talking about the road that they're going to face in 2025. I don't think they're just going to, you know, fall into 95 wins. I don't think that they can afford to have a letdown early. I don't think they can have a June swoon. I don't think they could, you know, start to collapse in August either. And so far, the chinks in the armor are starting to show. So far, if you're a Yankees fan, all of that hype, all of that confidence you may have been able to muster up or manufacture right now. Call me up and tell me why you're still very confident. Do I think they're going to win? And shout out to J-Rod in the chat right now. J-Rod said in the chat, I'm not concerned. I think the Yanks will do good this year. And you know what? There are a ton of Yankee fans that are always glass half full, and God bless you. You should be. But for the purpose of this radio show and this conversation, let's keep it real. Call me up and tell me why you're, you know, optimistic as they take Max Fried out after 49 pitches and 2 1/3. The Yankees were up 3-0. Somebody just hit the ball pretty far. Joey Bart ties the game with a 3-run homer. And he's facing off against Ryan Anderson, Mr. Anderson. David is up in the Bronx. David, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? I'm really calling up to find out who are we really going to have around Judge. Who's going to hit ahead of him? Who's going to hit behind him? But I don't know, man.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree to disagree. Your last segment, I don't think it's even...
Thanks? You agree to disagree with what? you dropped out. You agree to disagree with the fact that, like, the Yankees, they're going to win games. They're going to find a way to win. Like, it's not absolute panic time. It's just, let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it a bug. Let's be real about where we are with this team. Your topic was how much are they going to miss Juan Soto? And you asked who's going to hit around Judge. Well, first off, Judge got to hit. Judge has to be MVP, right? Judge is the face of the franchise, the face of baseball, the captain of the team. He's done a lot of talking about wanting to be a Yankee, wanting to be here, what it means, he's got to carry. Again, you had 1 year of a super tandem. You had 1 year of two of the top five players in baseball. And you knew that. You knew it could be one and done. Who's going to replace that production? I mean, Bellinger and Goldie both came out to say, no, we're not Juan Soto. They're good hitters. I think they're going to be good at points. I don't know if they're going to be, you know, the MVP versions of themselves at this point. And like I said, when I look at the lineup, you are expecting the best from guys like Belly, like Goldie, like Jazz, maybe even Dom Smith. And I don't mean to slight Dom Smith because he's looked good in spring. He's a good hitter, and I don't know what he's going to do, but it's like, that's where we are right now. We heard last week that they might have been entertaining JD Martinez, but I think that's just Boris doing what he does in the background to try and get his guy a deal. Who's going to hit around Aaron Judge? Who's going to pick up this lineup? Like, you're expecting Austin Wells in his first full year as the Yankee starting catcher to hit and be behind the plate. You're expecting Volpe to give you gold glove defense at short and pick up his hitting and be consistent in the bottom of the lineup. And then at third base, I don't know. I think it has to be Peraza. Please, Perazapalooza, please join the party, man. Please win the job. This kid's out of options. And, like, that's another thing when it goes to the depth. You kind of need Cabrera on the bench. He's a utility guy. He can play multiple positions. The Yankees end up never having a bench in the postseason. 888-808-1019. We will have NFL conversation at 8:15 with Nick Bumgarner. And there's just so much talk around the quarterbacks and coming off the combine, which I watched a good amount of. I just think right now is the time for smoke screens. I think right now is the time for misdirection where players, agents, their camps or whatever are sending out smoke screens. Now that a bunch of teams and coaches have met with players, you're getting all these anonymous sources on players. We'll talk about it more. And then obviously you're hearing all these different things about, you know, the Matthew Stafford deal. And you're hearing all these different things about the top two guys in the draft. So we will talk to Nick at 8:15. Let me take this call from my guy Alex in Lakewood on the NFL draft.
What's up, Keith?
You know, watching the game and thinking about the Yankees and, you know, what moves they make. That's another thing. I don't expect them to make any moves.
This is my theory. Shador, earlier, we all know he put out the tweet about with the Giants cleats, and he also said that he likes playing on Madden with the Browns. I think he's just trying to get his draft. He's trying to get drafted higher because Mel Kiper Jr. had him getting seventh to the Jets. But I think he's just trying to get higher because apparently no one wants him. I think Mel Kiper Jr. knows what he's talking about, and he probably also knows that, and that's why he's putting out these tweets and saying these stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't say nobody wants him. He's one of two top quarterbacks in this draft.
I mean, like, the top six teams ahead of the Jets don't, meaning they have a player they want ahead of him.
Potentially. But like I said, this is smokescreens, and I'm hearing a lot of negativity around Shador Sanders, and maybe that works in the favor of the Giants at three.
And with the Giants, I think you go with Abdul Carter. Because Abdul Carter, if you have another rusher, number one, Burns, Thibodeau, Lawrence, and Carter will be crazy. And number two is if you have another rusher, it helps your secondary. Your secondary is not going to really help your pass rusher with one lockdown.
How crazy? What's the point swing? How crazy? How many touchdowns are they going to score a game?
They're not going to score touchdowns, but they might defend touchdowns. They might get a lot of sacks.
Yeah, the Giants need a quarterback. They need to have an actual NFL offense. They have a ridiculous wide receiver. They got a little bit out of their tight end, Theo Johnson, in year one. They also got a lot more out of Tyrone Tracy. Like, they need a quarterback to help.
Could I say one thing about the Yankees?
Yeah.
I don't think now's the time to get any stopgaps. I think if you want to develop prospects, you got to develop them now. Meaning, your prospects are just aging. We've been hearing about these guys for the past 3 years. So if you just let them, eventually they're going to be 40 years old and still in the minor leagues.
Who are you thinking about? George Lombard Jr.?
No, I'm thinking about Spencer Jones, we've been hearing about for a long time. Peraza, we've been hearing about for a long time. We've been hearing a lot about these few names for a long time.
Ben Rice. I think Ben Rice is going to have to play a role in this team, whether it's DHing or backup catcher or first base. Like, they need his bat. It is crazy that we're actually here. And, like, Spencer Jones, I don't think he's really in the conversation, but Yankee fans are throwing him in. Why can't Spencer Jones? Like, because he's not ready yet.
Okay, thank you, Keith. Good night.
Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-808-1019. Like, you don't want... yes, okay. You obviously want to have young talent. Hal Steinbrenner said, you need a combination of young guys. You need young guys that are cost-effective to be contributing. How many young guys are the Los Angeles Dodgers depending on? How many young, unproven guys are they going to be depending on in their lineup, in their rotation? Because that's honestly where it starts. For Mets fans, too. For all fans of baseball, they're at the top. They're holding a trophy. They spent the most last offseason. They spent the most this offseason. Otani is back and pitching. They have a ridiculous roster. They have all proven talent. They have a bunch of guys that have done it over and over and over again. So you think you can get into a series with them and your young guys are good enough to compete with them and knock them off? I mean, everybody's got prospects. I've been looking at this kid, Cam Smith, now. Out of Houston. Like, they're kicking Altuve to the outfield. They got this kid coming. And, you know, I was already talking about Kyle Tucker. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you know what? We're not going to pay him, so he can go. They will just reload. And there will be some young guys that you don't know or you might not be thinking of. Or if you're, you know, not a diehard, minor league baseball fan and, like, watching AAA, you won't know these guys. But they'll win games. They'll get pitching out of some young guys. They'll get innings, and then they'll also get some good at-bats and some good fielding out of guys in between. They're superstars. 888-808-1019 as Cody Bellinger drives the ball into left field. Neil is in Manalapan, New Jersey. Neil, you got it.
Hey, Keith. Wanted to talk about our wonderful Yankees. And actually, I'm a big Yankee fan, but I don't have any confidence again this year of Yankees winning the World Series. And that's what obviously the goal is for the Yankees. So pitching is a suspect. I know they signed Max Fried and Garrett, but everybody else is suspect. And now with all the injuries, it's going to be very difficult to, of course, to beat the Dodgers, maybe not even in the championship series again. So I just wanted your opinion on that.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Thanks for the call, Neil. You know, like I said, J-Rod is in the chat, and his phrase was, I'm not concerned. I think the Yankees will do good this year. Well, nobody's going to accept good. Nobody's going to accept a 89-90 win team that makes the wild card and gets to the ALCS. Gets to the ALDS. You know, the bar is always World Series, but it's even higher now. It's not get to the World Series. It's win the World Series. You got there last year. And the stain of Judge dropping that pop-up, the stain of Yankees defense in the fifth inning being mocked by the whole baseball world, the stain of game three not swinging the bat, like that's another thing. It is not the Yankees pitching that damns us when we do get to the end of the season. It's always the lineup. It's always the at-bats. It's always even like Judge. If Judge was actually Judge, maybe we are the champions. Maybe it's a different outcome if you can get the numbers that you get judged from the regular season to the postseason, but you can't. It's baseball. It's the hardest thing to do. Hit that baseball. It's hard to go out there and play. It's hard to be on top of even a routine fly ball when everybody's watching. So with this New York Yankees team, it is a long road. It is a long journey. I am not getting off the roller coaster until I see a team that doesn't look like a team that can actually win. Like 2 years ago without Judge. Now, I knew July 17th, I'm getting off this ride. You guys keep the faith, though. You Yankee fans that, you know, live in a fantasy fairy tale world of, you know, chase for 28, we're winning the World Series every year, and don't look around at the rest of baseball and see how much talent there is, how many good managers there are, how much teams have depth, how many teams develop young talent, how many teams didn't pass on certain guys or did trade prospects for certain guys that put their team over the top. Like, the Yankees are in a spot this year where it's going to be tough, right? But that's why I said this is the comeback story. This is the makings of a great story if they actually can get back to the World Series and win it. Because right now you're getting a ton of adversity. Right now, we don't know who's going to emerge, who's going to rise, who's going to be the guy yet. And that's why you watch every night. That's what makes it fun. I cannot wait for I don't know, May or June, we're like, hey, this guy's killing it so far, or this guy's pitched better. But like when you start off the year, when you start off the year and it's like, one thing that I said about the Yankees that I was excited about was pitching depth. One thing I said I was looking forward to, I'm like, they got a bunch of arms. Well, Clayton Beter gets hurt right away. Chase Hampton gets Tommy John surgery. Scott Efros pulled the DJ LeMahieu. As soon as he stepped out, you know, on the mound, he was gone. Strained his hamstring. I don't know when he's going to be back. JT Brubaker, he wore one. He fractured his ribs. It's going to take him some weeks to heal up from that. And now, you know, Cranky back with Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil. Some people are saying you could see him after the All-Star break. 888-808-1019. I don't want to say that. He's young, but what I will say is the guy pitched more than he ever pitched in his life last year, and he was coming off of Tommy John surgery, where all last year we were like, what's the innings limit? And in this modern-day time, there's no innings limit. We don't need an innings limit. He's good. He's young. And obviously he had the back injury, and they shut him down a little bit, and then he came back and pitched in the postseason. But here you are looking at Luis Gil coming off of Rookie of the Year, a guy that you really needed in this rotation. And he's not going to start the season. So it is something to be concerned about. Richie's in Queens on the Fan next. Go for it, Richie.
Keith, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I just jumped on and I heard you talking about the Yankees. Real quick, you know, I brought this up the other day. Tell me if you agree. I always respect your opinion. You know, everybody's talking about these free agent quarterbacks. And a guy that's not mentioned at all is Sam Darnold. And you know, Keith, it is amazing. Like, the guy had a phenomenal year, had 102 quarterback rating, and I get to the point where how bad he was in the playoffs. The best thing that could have happened to him is not making the playoffs. But if you look at any other sport, a guy like that, whether it's a guy that scores, you know, averages 20 points a game in basketball, or hockey guy that scored 40 goals, very seldom does it make a difference when they sign what they do in the playoffs. Baseball is another example where the Judge has never really come up big in the playoffs. But the fact that Donald was so bad that he's not even mentioned, and he's absolutely, if you go by numbers, the best quarterback out there right now. Would you agree with that? And then I want to get to the achy point.
I would disagree that he's not talked about. He's not talked about so much here because of his history with the Jets. You'll hear hosts say, don't even mention Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, no, he's seeing ghosts. No way, no way, no way, not for the Jets or Giants. And he's a different player than he was.
But just in general, Keith, I don't think he's treated
very
highly.
Here's where we are with Sam Darnold. He is going to be the highest paid free agent quarterback on the market. What team is going to give him that bag? I remember getting on and saying he can go out there and get $40 million a year like Daniel Jones got. Somebody's going to pay him that. Like, despite the last two games where he folded against the Rams and against the Lions, that is also circumstances. There are a lot of circumstances that played into that. But I think what he showed most people watching was he couldn't pick up the blitz. And even though he had a good year,
he held the ball too long.
Yeah. He couldn't get it done in the moment when they needed him most. The Vikings, I read, might franchise tag him. The Vikings might bring him back. The Vikings might franchise tag him, try and trade him. There are a few things that can happen, but I do think Sam Darnold is going to be somebody's starting quarterback. Let's just see how it shakes out, because it's a weak quarterback draft, quote unquote. I don't think it's necessarily weak. Let's see. It's a weak quarterback draft class and a weak free agency class. Sam Darnold is up there.
Yeah, and I also think there's four quarterbacks from college are going to be drafted in the first round. I think Dart's going to go. I think Morrow is going to go. And you know, the Giants are in such an awkward position. I don't know what they're going to do. With your Yankees, it's almost, and I know he's a competitor. The guy won two of you. He won two batting championships in two different leagues. But when you hear calf injury, you know, in my heart, I think he's gone for 3 months. Because that's an injury that's it lingers.
So put him on the IL. Put him on the IL.
Yeah.
You know, he's a non-factor. Like, I hate to say this to the guy. Like, I'm just detaching him from like the human being. I'm talking about the roster spot. I'm talking about the player that he isn't anymore. There is no room for him. There is no need for him. The calf is going to linger. It's going to affect him in the box. It's going to affect his fielding. Like, then what is DJ LeMahieu to the 2025 Yankees? He's a $15 million bill.
Would you, I didn't hear your opinion, would you take Arenado for 2 years?
I would have done Arenado weeks ago. Yeah, of course.
I agree. And I also, I think, well, even before that, Keith, I felt like, you know what, those guys aren't what they were. If you get 20, 30 homers between them, but they're veterans, and you got the, you know, the young kids in there with Volpe and Dominguez. And by the way, I can't understand why he just can't catch a ball. I would think he can work on that and hopefully overcome that. But not that third base is a big hole, and losing Hill obviously hurts them. Stroman's back end. Can he be a back end guy? I guess he can. I think they're good enough to win. I don't like Baltimore. Boston's gotten better. I still think they're the best team in the American League. So they'll get through this. So
yeah, they'll get through it. Thanks for the call, Richie. But on the other side, waiting is whoever comes out of the National League. That could be the Dodgers. Could be the Mets. Could be the Braves, who we just saw, right? The Braves, I'm like, oh, look at the Braves. They got Garrett Cooper now. Forgot about Garrett Cooper. The Braves got different pitchers now. Is that a Trent Grisham pop-up or homer? It's a pop-up. I was about to say Grisham is back. Listen, it is March 3rd. These are the conversations we have looking at the team. When you get the injury news that one of your starters is down who won Rookie of the Year last year, how are you supposed to react? You look at who's next up. Marcus Stroman is a guy that was in trade rumors. A lot of trade rumors with Nolan Arenado, right? And then like DJ LeMahieu news. Okay, I remember I got on, I said the third base competition is between mid, unknown, and washed. Well, washed is out of the picture now. Cabrera, think he's a great like guy, always playing with a smile on his face, but he's mid. Like some day he's average. Like some days he'll be clutch, some days he'll be MIA. And then the unknown is Peraza. I don't know what Peraza will be if you rely on him to play third base for you every day, and you might have to. And like those aren't better options to me than a Nolan Arenado. I don't care about the money. Nolan Arenado is a pro. He might come to the Yankees and turn back the clock, like we're expecting Bellinger and Goldschmidt to do. 888-808-1019. Chris is in White Plains on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm good.
How's the family? How's everything going at home? Everybody feeling better?
Yeah, everybody is healthy, right? So that is good, the number one thing. And we're pushing through and just ready for warmer weather and less of the winter so people can, not be sick.
Yeah, so I got a couple scenarios for you, right? Giants, first thing, when Stafford came off the board, I don't really want Aaron Rodgers. I love the idea of bringing in like a Justin Fields and a Carson Wentz and letting them battle it out. Especially with Carson Wentz coming back to the NFC East, I think he's got something to prove. I don't know. It scares me, this draft class. I'm not waiting for no Manning. I just think the Giants need a quarterback and they can start to win the games.
They need two quarterbacks. And that's you're throwing out Justin Fields and Carson Wentz. Like, those are two different types. Like,
completely.
Justin Fields might not be good, and he's probably not a good guy to mentor a rookie. The Giants need a veteran, which they're going to get, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's a Carson Wentz, whether it's Kirk Cousins. They're going to get a veteran, and then they also have to draft a rookie. They might not use number 3 overall. They might use 34 overall, but they have to draft a rookie, and then maybe DeVito is the third string.
I love him coming back up in the draft and going after Dart. He looked good at the combine. I mean, the Ole Miss guy, he ties in. The other thing is, I want to tie in some Jersey football here. So, I don't know if you remember me, but we had the C.J. Stroud conversation versus the Chiefs. And, I just got together. We had a 25-year reunion of our first state playoff team down at Pinelands Regional. And Coach Greg Sicardo was there and Lou Fasillo and all the guys. And, it brought... When I got an offer from Hofstra, Marquise Colston and Ben Babukula show up at our gym, and it was a highlight. It was a highlight of my high school career.
Sure.
Putting up 225 for like 15 in front of them. I felt like the man,
Blew my knee. You were 225 in high school for 15. You were the man.
Yeah, I was, but I just like to bring that back with you because, we're both Jersey boys and
I can relate. Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, I've told the story a bunch of times. My first offer was from Hofstra when I was 16. Changed my life, changed my vantage point, changed everything. I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to college now. I can't screw this up. 888-808-1019. Grace in Brooklyn back on the Fan. Grace, where you been?
Hiding.
Hiding from the Yankee talk?
No, just chilling. But I was just calling because I heard a caller. He kind of steal my thunder. definitely, I would love to see they put Spencer Jones in front of Aaron Judge. To bat in front of Aaron Judge.
And be the starting left fielder?
Yeah.
Right away. Just not even wasting any time with Dominguez. Where does Dominguez go?
Well, you keep him there because keep him...
You need a bench bat, and you need another outfielder. I guess he'll be the fifth outfielder.
Okay, this is at this point, it's like I don't even care where they put anybody really. But Spencer Jones need to be on the field because Spencer Jones batting in front of Aaron Judge, plus Peraza, all three of them will create history this year. No question about it. They will make Yankee fans do not stay in their seat. This is how good these three guys gonna be.
Hey, I'm from your mouth to everyone's ears. Thank you, Grace. Hopefully the baseball gods hear that. And somehow, Spencer Jones, I don't think is ready. Peraza, I don't think is ready. But I hope so. We can't wait forever, right? When are they going to be ready? When are these prospects going to be MLB ready? It seems like everybody else across baseball is playing their young guys. They're playing their 20-something guy. Like, you're over 21, bro. It's time. It's time. I don't think those guys are ready. I think you are going to see them force Dominguez into left field with Trent Grisham as the fourth outfielder at least to start. And you might have to deal with some bloopers, some errors in major league games that might cost a run, whatever. They are going to throw him in the deep end of the pool and keep throwing him in there and hope that he learns how to swim. And that's an ocean out there in left field, Yankee Stadium. That's not even the deep end of the pool. They're going to throw him in the deep end of the ocean. Figure it out, kid. And, Peraza or Cabrera, it might be Cabrera. They're probably going to lean Cabrera because Cabrera has been on the opening day starting line. He's done it before. He's got way more major league level at bats. And I guess maybe Peraza could be on the bench. Maybe Ben Rice on the bench. Maybe Dom Smith on the bench. 888-808-1019. Can I take another call or we got to snap it here? I didn't know if you were coming in. Joe is in New Haven, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Joe?
I'm just like, it's been the same thing for a couple of years. I'm kind of disappointed with the Yankees medical staff. I mean, do we do nothing in the off season? I mean, how do we let Stanton go all year and not check on him? Even with Hill, after being injured before we put him back in the playoffs, we don't work with him over the off season.
I don't know how it works, Joe. These guys supposedly show up right after New Year's. Like a lot of them, maybe even Hill. But I saw this video. Hill was back in the Dominican Republic. The Yankees followed him home. Maybe he worked out there and worked out too hard. I don't know. We never know these things. The Stanton thing is odd because it's like if you were hurting at the end of last year, how come you didn't go see Dr. Chris Ahmad and get this addressed then? They thought he could heal. And like, how many times do we hear they thought they could heal or they thought it would pass?
Exactly. And like, with LeMahieu, I mean, I can't even believe that we brought him back. But, the next thing after the calf is that he tears his Achilles.
Yeah, it's right there. And then it's definitely done. And it's like, can we just go ahead and cut him, DFA him, or put him on the IL. Put him on the IL. Let a young guy play. Thanks for the call, Joe. Let me see if I can get another call in there as they're rolling in. 888-808-1019. Moshe is in Chestnut Ridge, New York. What's up? You're on the fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right. Just talking through the injuries and perspective lineup and rotation and whatnot for the 2025 Yanks.
Yeah, it's getting a little harder. I'm a big Yankee fan. I like to think positive, all that. But obviously, I got to call in once in a while to get my, reality check. You were saying that, I mean, obviously the Yankees have got problems already. You have to expect their injuries and all that. But, like, guys were saying, the Mets got Soto, and now we got to recover. And the Yankees, everybody was saying they came back pretty nicely. They came back nicely. They got Bellinger. They got, pitching depth, all that. I mean, and now we got problems. Do you think that they did, everything that they have to do, make the team the best it could possibly be, or do you think that the Yankees sort of held back a little and suffice with this deal and that deal? Like, you think that they're the right move?
Thanks for the call, Moshe. I'll say this. I think they pivoted and the first few moves made us feel good about not getting Soto, right? It's like, okay, what do you do now? And I made the joke, hey, Cashman was waiting for the opportunity to do what he does. And, okay, they pivoted. We just saw Max Fried for the first time. They took that money and they went and paid Max Fried. Did they overpay him? Yeah. Did they give him too many years for a 31-year-old pitcher that's been hurt before? Yeah. But it's supposed to be win now. So follow me. You're trying to win now, right? You can't rely on Carlos Rodon, right? Right. Max Fried is going to be that left-handed ace for you, pitching game two for you, you hope, right? Okay. So you continue on with this lineup, which, again, it's not the pitching that always damns them. It's too many outs in the lineup, not being clutch enough in the lineup. You lost your most clutch players from the last offseason. If you knew Stanton was an issue and you might not have him, I guess you could rest on, okay, he'll be good for October, but you got to get there. The math is the same in April as it is in, like, you need to win. You need to win games. You need to get home field advantage. So you're down Stanton. Soto was your other clutch performer. He's gone. Glaber, you let go. And I understand the addition by subtraction as well. I'll tip my cap to the Yankees for that. Glaber, we knew, was good as gone. Nestor had to go. He needed to change the scenery to flip him into Devin Williams. Excellent. You got a closer now. We don't have to, Clay Holmes is our closer until he absolutely can't be, and then Luke Weaver, figure it out. You were able to get rid of Jose Trevino, who, you know, Trevi had a good year a couple years ago, but ultimately, man, that record that the Red Sox set with Stroman and Trevi as the battery, like, that's forever, and you know, you had to move on from him. You were able to get bullpen arms. Like, they did pivot well, but, like, they stopped. Keep going. I didn't expect them to get Alex Bregman. I did expect a Nolan Arenado trade or trade for whoever, whether it's Key Brian Hayes or Ryan McMahon or Luis Arraez. Keep going. Stack the deck. You never have enough, because you know as soon as baseball activities start up again, like right now, you're going to lose some bodies. And now you're relying on some young kids. You're relying on some old guys to turn the clock back. And there's much to be seen here. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break right here. When we come back, I'll take a couple more of your calls. Again, Nick Bumgarner is going to join us at 8:15 to really start talking about the free agent quarterbacks, the quarterbacks that are going to be drafted, the quarterback needy teams, and just where we are in the NFL just as we get ready for, you know, the new league year and everything that comes with it. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.